The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
So I mentioned the fact that the summer holidays beckon and lots of you will be going abroad or going somewhere in Ireland. And as always, there will be things that you'll have to spend money on that you haven't necessarily budgeted for. Starting with things like car parking at the airport. Siobhan Maguire is with me, the consumer journalist. Siobhan, how much does parking generally set people back if they're going abroad for 2 weeks?
Oh, hi, Kieran. An awful lot. I mean, you're looking at around 150 up to 160 in some cases for car parking for a week. Now, we know that Dublin Airport, for example, is expensive to park in. We had figures released from the Irish Aviation Authority in April that basically showed that Dublin Airport earned 73.8 million from car parks in 2023. So that's from the likes of you and I, you know, rolling up for our holiday and heading off for a week. The trick with Dublin Airport parking, Kieran, is to pre-book, because if you don't, you're going to pay more. Long-term car parks, the Express Red, for example, is €18 a day without booking. Holiday Blue is €15 a day. And I looked at as if I was doing a last-minute booking and going away this Sunday, for example, for a week. And that was going to cost me somewhere between €95, which is in the car park furthest away from the terminal. So like a 15 minutes, you'd have to go 15 minutes to €260, which was a 5 minute walk from Terminal 2. And then if you were to say, well, look, I'm going to travel in August instead, and you're pre-booking and you're looking at figures, then you're saving in excess of around €50 to €60 on the prices you would get this weekend. So it really is, you know, you have to just pre-book to try and make any kind of saving on airport parking.
What are the other things that catch people out? You know, they might book they book the flights, they book their accommodation, and they think that's it. What else then do they tend not to budget for, but it's a big whack of money?
Yeah, and actually, you know, it is that we tend to kind of limit the whole idea of holiday spending to just the trip away and what we do on that trip. And in fact, there is this massive pre-holiday spending that we all kind of grapple with, whether we realise it or not. And that goes from like simple things like stocking up on the swimsuits and shorts and t-shirts from Pennies for all of the family to, you know, buying a new luggage or toiletries, books and even beach towels. There's actually a whole thing around pre-holiday spending on TikTok and Instagram at the moment, and it goes under the hashtag VacayPrep. And this is where people are kind of bragging about their beauty regimes in advance of going away. So, you know, they're spending money to go away and spend even more money, in some cases up to $1,000. And this is, you know, simple rituals like getting a suntan or, you know, getting manicures and pedicures or a brand new wardrobe. But of course, Kieran, there's far more pressing issues that we tend to have to deal with if we're going away, and that, you know, we don't always put the money by for until the last minute. And that's the things like, you know, finding accommodation for your pets and making sure that they're in a proper kennel or they're with a pet sitter. And you're looking at in or around €200 for something like that as well.
So, I mean, what's the advice then to people? Is it... Back in, I know this is maybe no good this year, given holidays are just around the corner and all of this is going to be coming up on top of them. But it's the lesson for next year that when you're booking those flights and accommodation is that you sit down with pen and paper and go through all of these additional extras back in January.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, do you even need the new wardrobe? I mean, there's a brilliant piece on the BBC's website today looking at, you know, why we all look differently when we go abroad and travel abroad. And it's because there's, for some reason, we all suddenly decide that we need to wear big sunglasses and headscarves and have a certain way of dressing. A lot of the expense on the clothing side can certainly be cut down. Things like, you know, planning to, for your care for your pet and all of that. I mean, absolutely. And that should be done as early as possible, so you know exactly what you have to spend on that. But then things like the car parking that you mentioned first. I mean, Dublin Airport car parks can be pre-booked up to a year in advance. So you don't really have that excuse if you leave it right up to the 11th hour to book. You are going to pay more, whereas if you book it when you book the holiday, you are making a big saving, up to around 50 or 60 euro.
John makes a good point here as well, Siobhan, on the text line. He says, Kieran, we get the direct bus from Limerick if we're flying from Dublin. What you save in parking fees pays for the entire car hire for the holidays. Better use of your money any day of the week.
Absolutely. I mean, I did a search, quick search on expressway coaches before I came on. A family of four from Louth, you know, two parents, two kids, return journey to Dublin Airport at €39.40. I mean, it's a no-brainer.
It is. No-brainer. Siobhan, thanks a million for the advice. As always, Siobhan Maguire, the consumer journalist.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.